This reminded me of a Radbite that we spoke about once upon a time. The name of the Radbite was The Rags and Riches something. I remember the exact nusach of Abaya, right? That Abaya went from rags to riches. It was a ha'ara, really a whole maimer, a whole sicha, from Hagoyin Agado, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. It's printed in a sefer, Edus B'Yaakov, it's a chelik beis, it's Simen Nunvav. He says that there are many rayas from Shas that Abaya was an Orem man. Just to mention two. The Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph that Abaya had a certain machlo called Hidroikin. Now the Gemara says there were two ways for a person to develop Hidroikin. Either because he was a balavera, a simon of znus, or a person can get Hidroikin because he's famished, because he has no food to eat, and because he's starving, he could develop Hidroikin. So Abaya choshpe, Abaya got Hidroikin. Omar Rava, Rava said, Yodeya beben achmeni demachfin nafshe. I know that the reason Abaya got Hidroikin is simply because understand. And because Adnish says, and he's so poor, that's why he developed Hidroikin. Another Makar that Abaya was clearly an Araman is Gemara Mesechtes Ksubas. This is a classic. Daf Samachem and Aleph. The Gemara said that after Abaya died, Sochoyma, who was the Visuda Abaya, was Abaya's wife, came to Rava. And she said, Psoikli Mezoini, I want you to be Mefarnis me. I'm Mona Mezoinis Menechsi Yisoymim. I want you to lay out how much I'm supposed to get. So, Pasakla. He gave her, he says, you're going to be entitled to this, entitled to that. He says, you left out wine from the menu. Psychli chamra, on Allah. So Rava said, Yodana beben achmenid lavashasi chamra. I know my friend Abaya. He never drank wine. And then she says, you know how much wine he used to drink? And she exposed her arm. And then Rava was tevei ishta. And then Rava's wife chapped. Something must have happened to Bezin. And she went. And she mamish beat up chaymin devisad Abaya. It's a fascinating Gemara. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Says the Shita Mekubet, says, how did Rava know Yodan ani ben achmenid lavashasi chamra? He said, because he was an Orem man. Take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Slam and Gimel. He's starving. Anish Sassin. If he doesn't have Beged Lil Boish for Lechem Lechel, then Kamuvin, obviously, he doesn't have any wine to drink either. Right? So, what did he drink? I don't know. In light of the raid we spoke about in Nedav Avodah Zara. Not water, I don't think, right? I'm not sure. But either way, apple juice, but the bottom line is, he said, wine he couldn't have, and the reason he couldn't have is because he was an Araman. And then it says, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer said, that if you look around Shas, right, this is classic for the Sinais to do, if you look around Shas, so many of the Mamorim in Chazal that we have regarding Anius are Abaya talking. Megillah Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Kofin Anyav Lo Yoda. An Orman doesn't even chap how hungry it is. Shabbos Ayin Dalet, Shekein Oni Oichol Pitoi B'loi Ketisha. Shabbos Ayin Vav, Shekein Oni Oichol Pitoi B'Isa B'Lusis. All Abaya talking. Erechen Chav Gimel, Basar Anya, Azla Anyusa, Nedar Memalef, Ein Oni Ela B'das. Right, it's all a mindset. And he goes through chapter and verse, how many chazals that we have regarding Anyas, it's all Abaya. He says, why? Because Lev Yedeya, Maris Navshay, Abaya was an Orman man. He goes down, Yedeya Ibn Achmeni, right, I know he didn't drink wine because he's so poor, and he developed Hidroikin that people literally developed if they had absolutely nothing. And obviously, this must be what's going on over him. It says, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, there was something that bothered me very much. He says, you know what bothered me? What bothered me is, there's a few other Gemaras. There's a Gemara Brachis, Mem Hamid Beis. The Gemara says, Abaya Amile Bekalam. Abaya, when he would hear the Bracha Bainu Yishalayim by Benchi, he would answer Amin very loudly. Because he had a lot of workers. And he wanted the workers to know that the bracha was just made, so he would give a loud amen. So all his workers, he doesn't have lechem lechel. Where'd all these workers come from? Another Gemara that Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer tells you. This is Masechtes Ksubas Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Arisa da Abaya, also the Kama da Abaya. Abaya had an oris, and he once came to him, and he asked him a shayla. Abaya has an oris. Abaya doesn't have a glass of wine. How does Abaya all of a sudden have an oris? One last Gemara. Chulun kofeya med aleph. Abaya have a sire nichse kol yoyma v'yoyma. Every single day, Abaya would go. He would look at all his nechasim. He would look at all his assets. Where did Abaya get assets? He says, Rebbeinu Dalma Kula. He said, I had this perfect thesis. Abaya is an Orem man, and that's why all the Gemara is about anius. Right, Rav is always talking about wine. Abaya is talking about anius. But the point is, all these Gemara's about Anias is all Abaya. He says, oh, it's perfect. Leivedeya Maris Navshay. He understood it. Basar Anya, Anya Azul. Even the Halachas followed Ani. So like this is something that he knew. He says, then all of a sudden, I found all these Gemara's where he became a Gemara. What happens? He says, I'm going to tell you, I think, what happened. You know what happened? We're going to learn a Gemara soon. It's the end of Masechtas Harias. The Gemara is going to say that there was a whole tumult who should become Rosh Hashiva. Rabbah or Rav Yosef, right? It's a famous Gemara. I'm not giving it away. There's no spoiler alert here. We mentioned this Gemara 1,000 times. And really, they wanted Rav Yosef to be the Rosh Yeshiva Kosin Hayad, but then they said a rabbi, because Rav Yosef, he had consulted with the astrologers, and they said he's only going to be 2 years, and that's it. So he ends up, they give it to Rabbi, and he's Malach Chof Beis Shnin, 22 years. And then after he passes away, who becomes the next Rosh Yeshiva? Then Rav Yosef becomes Rosh Yeshiva. Who became Rosh Yeshiva after Rav Yosef was Nifter? Abaya. Then Abaya became the Rosh Yeshiva. That means Abaya became Rosh Yeshiva. Once Abaya became Rosh Yeshiva, said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, now there's Alochov, Akoyin Adol Meyechov, Gadleu Mishalechov. And what's the Makar to this? The Makar is Rashi and Tainus, Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Not only was he Malach, he became better in learning. Malach, he became a bigger Gvir than Ilfa also. That's the Malach Rabbi Yochanan. And the Makar is Rabbi Avo gave away the shteller to Rabbi the Menako, who was about Chayiv. He wanted him to have this thing. And the Gemara in Hayri is the way the Tashbitz learned it. I don't think he quotes the Tashbitz, does Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, but this Tushtel, this Gemara in Hayri is Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That is an idea that once somebody became the Rosh Yeshiva, once he became the Nasi, at that point, Gadlei Mishalachav. Or at that point, Gadlei Mishalachav. That's the rest of the story with Abaya. Abaya Taka starts off as an Aram man, but then afterwards he became a Gvir. Maybe just to be moisiv on this, Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. And that is, so we had a Gemara today. It was the last Gemara we learned, where the Gemara said that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua once came to Rava. Rava said, tell me, I came to Masechta Plan, Masechta Plan, you know this Masechta, that Masechta? He said, yeah. He said, tell me, Kamachta Pudala? Isrisu Purta? I'm like, in. He said, how? He says, we own a small piece of property and it throws off some income. And like this, we have Parnasa. Kari Alayu, Ashrem, Letzadikin, Shemagi, Alem, Kamaisu, Shom, Shabayu, Mazeh, Ba'ayu, Mazeh. In this Gemara, it sounds like Rapapa is. You know, he has a little piece of property, and because of this little piece of property he has, he's making a little bit of income. That means this. I think Rapapala Shitasa in Yavamas Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, where he's giving business advice, a whole list of business advice, and he says, Kfeitz Vizavinara, Shpingan, if you have an opportunity to buy a piece of property, jump in and buy it. It's Pasha, it's Rapapala Shitasa. He's a not Dairish Makayim. You see, through this little piece of property that he had, the Zavin Kitina Daru, that's what he's saying, Zvinara, it's the same words. So go ahead and buy a piece of property. Like this, you're going to have something. But that says like this, that we know Rapapa at some point became a super gvir. Right, he became very, 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 very wealthy. Had he become very wealthy? How did he become very wealthy? So the truth is like this. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rav Papa said, Eloi de Ramoy Shichra. Were it not that a fact that I was in the beer business, I was a brewer, Loi Iatri, I would not have become a Gvir. So how did Rav Papa become a Gvir? Not from that little piece of property that he had. He became a beer and beer. He became a Gvir from the beer business, right? That's how he became a great. He didn't have a microbrewery. He had a macro brewery, right? I mean, his brewery was trading on the stock exchange. That's what it sounds like, right? You do it throughout Shas. So Rav Papa said, Eloi. It's interesting. Tois asks Akasha, is this the reason that Rav Papa became a Gvir? Quoting from Tois, Psachim, Kufim, Gimel, Amar Alf, Arbe Psachim. We had a Gemara earlier on Daf Memtes, where the Gemara said, Rav Papa said, Ilavd in a Sivi Kahanta Lo Yatri. We're not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, I wouldn't have been a Gvir. So why did Rav Papa become a Gvir? Is it because he married a Bas Koyin? Or did he become a Gvir because he's in the right business? Says Tois, Yesh Lemi, you have to say, the you have to say it could be both. It was Taka Havaha Garmale. I just appreciate this a drop more. Just one Marumakim. This is something we've mentioned many times over the years. The Gemara says in Psachim, Kuf Yid Aleph on the base, Abaya have a shaku v'azel. Abaya was once traveling. V'azel Rav Papa miyamine. Rav Papa was to his right. Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua mismale. And Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua was to his left. Chazya lahu keta meriri. So again, just picture the scene. Abaya is walking in the middle. He's the Shiva. Rav Papa's on his right. Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua is his left. And all of a sudden, who's coming in their direction? Ketev Meriri. That's a shade. So what do you do when Ketev Meriri is coming in your direction? You cross the street. You don't even look both ways. You cross the street. So either way, since Ketev Meriri, the Ka'asi La'api the Smalik. But he was coming towards the left. Ahadra Rav Papa the Smalik. See, he tells Rav Papa, why don't you go to my left? And Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua, you go to my right. I'm like, Rav Papa, I'm not my Shnodele Choshashli. What? What's with me? You want Ketev Meriri to eat me up alive? Like, what's happening over here? He says, Atshayt Kamisla. You have a good mazel. I'm not worried about you. How do you know Rav Papa had a good mazel? Zokter Ashbam here in Kufir Alpha Mebez and Avri Psochim. Osher Ata, because you're an Osher, V'yeshlecha mazel toiv lo tizek. Because you're an Osher, you have good mazel. And like this, I'm not worried something is going to happen to you. What Shaykh is, by the way? Because we know If you're a big gvir, that means they have a good mazel. That means this. I was thinking, Rapapa, we know, had 10 sons, right, of Hadron fame. Coming close to the end of Seyden Azikin, of Hadron fame. So maybe he could have said also, not Asherata, you were Zoycha to 10 such sons, must be your Baal Mazel. Bonnet, right, that's one. Chayu Mezoyne is the other one. But either way, you see, Rapapa was a tremendous gvir. And Tosfos says, how did he become a tremendous gvir? He became a tremendous gvir. It was a Hava Hagarma. Number one, he loved Ramoy Shnichra Lo Yatri. He was in the beer business. Also because he married a Baskoy. But that means it's still a little. When did this happen? What, Rapapa Ben Astarim was able to make all this money, went into the beer business, ich weiß nicht. But one thing we do know, and that is, Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva. After Rabbi passed away, Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva. After Rabbi Yosef passed away, this is all in Pumpadisa, by the way. After Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva, when he passed away, Abai became Rosh Yeshiva. After Abaya, Rava became Rosh Yeshiva. After Rava passed away, the yeshiva was divided into two. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak became one of the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Papa became the other Rosh Yeshiva. If Rav Papa became Rosh Yeshiva, that means at some point, Rav Papa also had to be usher. He had to be wealthier than all his brothers, based on this same exact halacha of Gadleu Mishalecha. So maybe, I don't know, Lulei de Mistafino. How did Rav Papa go from owning a small piece of property where a machta pur dollar, as we said, purta, pun intended, right? Where that's what he had. To all of a sudden now, Rav Papa is the greatest gevir in Shas. Like, how did one thing lead to the other? So Tosfos says, I don't know, I have two gemaras. I have a gemara Psachim Kofiud Gimel, it says it came from the beer business. I have another gemara Psachim Memtes, it came from the fat. That he married a Bas Kaya. Says Tosfos, how do you reconcile these two Gemaras? Hava Hagarma. Maybe there was a third reason. At some point, Rav Papa became the Rosh Yeshiva. You see, the derech was that the Rosh Yeshiva became a Gvir. Look at the rags to riches story of Abaya. So at some point, you become a Gvir. Rav Papa became a Gvir, and if that would be the case, it would be Ha, the Ha, the Ha Garma.